有这么好的诗歌和锅饼聚会。
Praise the Lord that we have such great hymn and breaking of bread meeting this morning.
虽然我们从来没有人见过他。
Although we never seen him before.
但是我们都爱他。
But we all love him.
虽然我们现在眼睛看不见他。
Even though we cannot see him now.
但是我们却因为信他，有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But because we believe in him, we have this inexpressible joy in our heart.
当我们早晨来到这位尊贵的救主面前。
When we come to this great Savior.
当我们在这里唱 Majesty, 我们向他举手的时候。
When we lift our hands and sing Majesty to him.
我们的心真是被荣耀充满。
Our hearts are filled with glory.
这么荣耀的君王。
Such glorious King.
宇宙因着他一句话而被创造出来。
The whole universe was created just by his word.
他居然悦纳我们。
But yet he accepts our praises.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
是的，从此以后我们的心没有别的主。
Yes, from now on we have no other master.
我们愿意 give our life to him. 我们愿意把我们的一生都来归给他。
We're willing to give all our life to him.
今天我们实在是一个大喜的日子啊。
Today is such a great joyful day.
我想你们在过去这几年里面从来没看我讲台带过红领带。
I guess you have never seen me wearing red tie before.
我只有参加婚礼的时候才戴红领带。
I only wear red ties when I go to wedding.
实在觉得今天实在很喜乐，就把红领带穿起来了。
But today is such a joyful day, so I wear red tie.
我们今天有14个弟兄姊妹要受浸归入主的名下。
Because today 14 brothers and sisters will be baptized into Christ's name.
我们都为他们欢喜快乐。
We will all rejoice for them.
这真是一个 wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful day.
这是神为我们所定的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
虽然今天早晨我们的题目是讲受浸。
Even though today our theme, our message is baptism.
但这个题目不是光只是为了这十四位弟兄姊妹。
But this sermon is not just for those brothers and sisters.
为着我们在座每一位的。
But for every one of us.
对这十四位来说，今天是他们要受浸的日子。
For those 14, today is their day of getting baptized.
对我们所有已经受浸的人。
But for us who have been baptized before.
今天是我们的 anniversary.
Today is our anniversary.
当我们婚姻很快乐、很幸福的时候。
When our marriage was good.
你每一次讲起你们当初的约会跟婚礼的时候，一定都很喜乐的。
Every time if you mention about the dates, you will all be very happy.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我已经受浸超过30年。
Even though it was 30 years ago that I got baptized.
但是受浸给我带来的祝福和好处，我到今天。
But today I'm still enjoying the blessings from baptism.
那个受浸属灵的意义和能力，我今天还在支取。
And today I'm still withdrawing from the power and the spiritual significance of baptism.
所以受浸不是一件事情，完了就完了。
So it's not just an event in the past.
弟兄姊妹，它带给我们的祝福是一生之久。
But the blessing will last our lifetime.
前面还有好几个位置，请你们坐到前面来。
There's some empty seats in the front. Please come over.
第三排第一排右边第一排都有位置。对我来说今天更喜乐，因为很少第一排坐人的。
Now I'm even happier because usually the first rows are empty.
每次你们坐到后面，我就觉得你们不喜欢听我讲道。
If you sit in the back, then I feel you don't like to hear me.
所以今天前面也有人，我好好讲啊。
Now I will deliver a good message.
好，我们现在来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
请招待拿三四本圣经到前面来，好吧？谢谢。马太福音28章是新约圣经的44页。
Matthew chapter 28。
我们请从18节一直读到20节。
Let's read from verse 18 through 20.
我们请一起来读。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。请我们特别注意到19节有一个所以。
Let's pay special attention to verse 19. There's therefore.
表示前面有一个很重要的原因，所以底下有所以。
That means there's a very important cause, That's why we have therefore.
主说要叫我们奉主的名给这些人施浸。
The Lord says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
因为天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
弟兄姊妹，我们所信的主是那位荣耀的神。
The Lord that we believe is the glorious God.
当他来到地上的时候，他成为人的样子来到地上。
When he came to the world, he became a man.
他原本就是坐宝座的一位。
But he was the one that on the throne.
但是他为了爱我们的缘故，他抛弃了宝座，他来到地上。
Because of his love for us, he deserted his and came to the
完全成为人的样子
became a man.
他在地上面对撒旦一切的试探和诱惑
and he faced all the temptations of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣一路得胜
but yet he was victorious to the end.
他从来没有一天没有一件事情上他失败过
he never failed, not a bit.
所以当他在十字架上说成了的时候
so when he said it's all finished on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣得胜了
Jesus was victorious.
当他从死里面复活
when he was resurrected,
他借着死败坏了当时前的魔鬼
through death, he destroyed the power of death.
他重新升到天上去
he ascended into heaven again.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候天上地上的权柄都在他的手中
at that time, he was holding all authorities on heaven and on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来说是一件大喜的消息
and this is a great news for us.
他原本就是做王的
he was the king.
弟兄姊妹，从前有人讲了一个故事
There was a story before.
说到有一个国王愿意把他的王位传下来。
That a king was willing to pass on and his throne.
在古代王位相传就是传给自己的长子。
And in that at that time the custom was to give to his heir, his firstborn.
这个王子他是一个非常杰出的王子。
And this prince was a very outstanding one.
自己为了要让百姓心服口服。
In order that all the people would agree.
自己就愿意。要求父王对百姓们宣告他愿意有一个比武的比赛 跟其他的比赛
and this princess asked the king that he's willing to enter a contest
谁赢我谁做宝座
and then the winner would take the throne
弟兄姊妹这叫做撇下他原本当得的宝座
this way he deserted his original privilege
当他凭着他自己真实的功夫重新回到宝座去的时候
so when he once again entered the throne by his own might
所有的都伏在他的脚下心服口服
and everyone agreed
弟兄姊妹我们的主耶稣原本就是在宝座上面
and our Lord Jesus was on the throne
他来到地上他得胜
he came to this world and overcame
重新回到天上
so when he went returned back to the throne
他是带着人性回到宝座上去
he went back to the throne with human nature
撒旦心服口服
and Satan had nothing to say
对我们今天这些做人的人
for us men
对我们来说是一个何等的把握
this is such a great assurance
一个人有一天我们都可以进到天上去
Because man can enter into heaven.
因为主耶稣为我们赢了这条路。
Because Jesus has won the way.
主耶稣为我们赢回了人身上所有的权柄。
He has won back all the authorities of a man.
所以他要叫我们受浸。
So that we need to be baptized.
有份于他的尊贵。
We can partake his glory.
让我们有份于他所得着的权柄。
And we can partake in his authority.
让我们在地上能够享受一切属灵的祝福。
And we can enjoy all the spiritual blessings in this world.
马可福音十六章十六节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
我想我用念的就好了。
I'll read to you.
主耶稣圣经上告诉我们说，信而受洗的必然得救。
The Bible tells us, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们要跟这位伟大的神有关系，我们必须信他。
If we want to have a relationship with this great God, we have to believe in him.
叫我们得到永远的生命。
Faith gives us eternal life.
信心叫我们得到完全的赦免。
Faith gives us complete forgiveness.
我们在主的面前接受耶稣的宝血和救赎。
When we accept the Jesus' blood and His salvation,
让我们都重生得救。
We will be born again.
但是圣经上说，信而受洗必然得救。
But yet the Bible tells us, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们不仅仅生命需要得救。
Not only that our life needs to be saved.
我们的生活也需要得救。
But our living also needs to be saved.
所以当我们相信耶稣接受他做救主的时候
so when we accept Jesus as our Savior
我们就重生我们就得到了新生命
we're born again and we receive a new life
但是借着受浸
but through baptism
叫我们在世界里面在我们的生活中也能够得胜
that we can also through in our living be victorious and overcoming
所以这是一个完全的得救
so this is a complete salvation
好像我要走一步路的时候我需要左脚跨一步右脚跨一步这是完全的一步
just like when I say I take a step actually both my feet have to move
所以信而受浸就得救了
it's like you believe and then you get baptized
就是我整个跨过的那个分别的界限
and that means I cross over the boundary
所以我们不要脚踏两条船
So that's not just a step on two boats.
一只脚借着信心已经跨进了天堂。
We have one foot that's already in heaven.
另外一只脚我们还在地上享受。
But the other foot is still in the world.
所以信而受洗的必然得救。
So the Bible tells us whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
所以这是太重要的事情，弟兄姊妹。
This is very important, brothers and sisters.
我们信耶稣不是只是为了要进天堂，买个进天堂的门票。Believing
in Jesus is not to purchase a ticket to heaven.
永生从我们今天就开始。Eternal
life starts from now.
神永远的祝福，我们今天就开始享受的。We
can start enjoying the eternal blessing from God.
要能够经历完全的救恩，信跟受浸必须要做。In
order to enjoy the complete salvation, we need to believe and get baptized.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
新约圣经165页。
Acts chapter
2. 第二章37节。
Verse 37.
38节。
And 38.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”好，这一次在这里，那一天彼得起来传道的时候。
That day when Peter raised to preach.
许多人觉得很感动，话语扎心。Many
people were touched and they felt a cut in their hearts.
他们说，那我们该做什么？So
they asked Peter, what should we do?
他在这里说，你们要悔改。Peter
says, repent.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗。And
baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
悔改，叫我们的罪得到赦免。Repent
so that our sins can be forgiven.
借着我们的受洗，让我们在这里领受所应许的圣灵。
Through baptism, we will receive the Spirit that's promised.
因为一切旧造都埋葬，我们在基督里面开始的一个新的生活。
So the old creation will be buried, and we will start a new life.
我们翻过来一页啊，41节。
Let's read verse 41, the same chapter, Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约歇了3000人。
Added to their number that day.
弟兄姊妹，那一天受洗的就3000个人。That
day, 3,000 were baptized.
我们今天14个，但是感谢主。Today
we have 14. Thank you.
每一个都是宝贝的。Everyone
is very precious.
好，我们再来读受浸很重要的意义，在罗马书第6章。Let's
also look at the significance of baptism. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
215页。 215页
Romans chapter 6
我们请读第6章3到5节
Let's read verses 3 through 5
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。 基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若是他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。好，第三节在这里保罗用一个很强的字告诉我们。Here
Paul really emphasized in verse
3。他说岂不知？
He says, don't you know?
这是告诉我们受浸的意义，怎么会不知道这么重要的受浸的意义啊？
He's emphasizing, how can you not know the significance of baptism?
他说我们受浸归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死。
He says, all of us who are baptized into Christ were baptized into his death.
这是一个手续。
And this is a procedure.
叫我们死不是目的啊。
The purpose is not for us to die.
那目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose?
叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we may live a new life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just like Christ was raised through the glory of the Father.
对，我今天虽然穿着红领带来啊。
Even though I wear a red tie.
但是我也必须告诉你们一件很实在的事情。But
I have to tell you a truth.
我今天不是来参加婚礼的。
I'm not here for a wedding.
我今天是来参加葬礼的。
I'm attending a funeral.
因为受浸是跟主一同埋葬。
Because to be baptized is to be baptized into his death.
所以你们知不知道，你们今这几个受浸的今天都要被埋掉。
Do you know that you're all gonna be buried today?
把我们所有旧造的生命、旧有的一切都买掉。
So that all our creation, all our natural life will be buried.
把你放到水里面去，是保持把你给埋了。
When you are put into the water, you are being buried.
不是今天热让你上去凉快一下。
It's not because today is hot and you get a shower.
更不是一个基督教的一个仪式。
And it's not just a Christian ceremony.
我们是借着这一个举动，表示把你给埋了。
Through this act, we symbolize you are being buried.
从此你在这个世界上消失了。
So that from now on, you disappear from this world.
你的历史不在。
And your history is gone.
你的关系断掉了。
And all your relations.Are gone.
你所有旧造的生命都被埋掉了。
Your old self is buried.
你的毛病、你的罪，通通埋掉了。
All of your weaknesses, your sins are buried.
一切都埋掉。
Everything.
弟兄姊妹，人埋了没有人出来，对不对？
And you know, nobody has come out of the grave when
they're
buried,
能够从死亡、从土里面起来的，只有耶稣基督复活的生命可以做到这件事。
Only the resurrection life of Christ can come.Back from death.
所以当我们从水里面把你再举起来的时候
So when we raise you from the water again
弟兄姊妹表示活着的不再是我们
That means it's no longer us
乃是基督耶稣在我里面活着
But Christ that lives in us
所以我们一举一动就有一个新生的样式
So that we will live a new life
因为我们里面有一个新的生命
Because we have a new life in us
什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活
Your living will manifest the life in you.
我原来的生命是一个充满了脾气，充满了嫉妒，充满了贪心，充满了各样不好的事情。
If our old life was full of malice and envy and every all kinds of sinful natures,
当它埋掉以后
when it's buried,
它再也不巴着我了。
It will no longer bother us.
当我再从水里面起来的时候
when we come up from the water,
我得了一个 brand new life, 一个全新的生命。
We receive a brand new life.
所以我的生活我的性情我的喜好我的价值观念 everything 都不一样
so our living and our value system and everything our habits will all be different
甚至不一样到一个地步它是我们一举一动都不一样
and to a point that we live a completely brand new life
都有一个新生的样式
a new life
从前人家一跟我讲话不清楚孩子们喜欢蹦一下对不对Okay. 很多小孩子都这样子很喜欢这个动作
A lot of kids like to do this to their parents
你再从水里面起来这个走出来这个我才把你扶起来没有扶好你砰一下爬上木桩
I hope you don't do that when I raise you from the water don't do this to me
我就把你再塞回去
Then I'll put you back to water again
起来一举一动要有新生的样子
After you come out of the water, you will have a new life.
里面一个新的生命。
Because you have new life in you.
一只鸡的生命活出来就是鸡的样子。
If you have a chicken's life, then you will live like a chicken.
你再怎么教它游泳，它不会游的。
It's useless to teach a chicken to swim.
一只鸭就是鸭的生命。
If you are a duck, then it's a life of duck.
它一看到水就晃晃晃就下去了。
And it can just enjoy the water.
它喜欢的不得了。
It likes it.
不同的生命过不同的生活。
Our life depends on the life in us.
所以受浸很重要的意义就是把我们埋掉。
The very important significance of baptism is to bury us.
这是一个过程。
And this is a procedure, a process.
结果是叫我们一举一动有新生的样子。
The result is that we can live a new life.
因为我们里面有一个新的生命。
Because in us there's a new life.
好，我们请再看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
264页。
Galatians chapter 3
26节
Verse 26
到27节、
And 27
对不起我们读到28节对26节到28节所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了并不分犹太人希利尼人自主的为奴的或男或女因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了你们、哦、好这样就好了、那在这里告诉我们借着 信耶稣基督我们都成为神的儿子
It says, through faith in Christ, we all become sons of God.
然后我们借着受浸我们就披戴基督
And now through baptism, we clothe ourselves with Christ.
人在看见我们的时候我们外面是披着基督的
So when people see us they see the Christ that we have put on
指的什么呢我们里面有基督的生命就生命
That means inside we have the life of Christ in us.
我们外面有像基督的美德被人看见，彰显出来。
Outwardly we should have the virtues of Christ and it will be manifested.
另外在这里也讲到接着受浸。
And also through baptism.
让我们除去一切人跟人之间任何的隔阂。
And all the divisions among people will be gone.
不管是犹太人或是希利尼人，希利尼人就是希腊人。
Either Jews or Greek.
对当时的犹太人来说，他们就是一个外邦人的一个代表。
Because Greek represent all the Gentiles.
犹太人是种族自尊到了极点的，他们觉得除了他们以外，所有其他的人都是猪，都是狗。
And we all know that Jews they're very big on racism.
他们不跟外邦人来往。
They don't deal with Gentiles.
因为他们觉得他们是 God's chosen people, 是神的选民。
Because they think they themselves are God's chosen people.
但圣经神在这里纠正他们。
But yet, God is correcting them here.
接着受浸，所有的这些都要除掉。
It says through baptism, all the divisions will be gone.
不管是主人是自主的，是为奴的。
Either slaves or free.
不管是男，不管是女。
Male or female.
在基督里面，我们都成为一个。
In Christ, we all have become one.
还不是说我们在基督里面都平等。
It doesn't say that in Christ we are all equal.
在基督里面，我们就是一个。
In Christ, we are one.
我跟我的 Michael 弟兄就是一个。
And Michael, brother Michael and I are one.
我常常做的一个比喻就是，我不是说 Michael 像一个25 cents 的一个 quarter 一个硬币。
I often use the example. I don't mean that brother Michael was like a quarter.
例如说1966年做的。
Or maybe he was made in 1969.
那我口袋也有一个1966年做的一个 quarter.
And I too have a quarter made in 1966.
这样子不过说我们两个有相同的。Quarter 就是了。
But that only represents that we have the same type of quarters.
但是却不是同一个 quarter.
But they're not one quarter.
圣经上在这里讲到的基督的身体是一个。
But the Bible tells us there's one body of Christ.
所以你就是我，我就是你。
You are I and I am you.
借着受浸，我们都归到这个身体的里面。
Through baptism, we're all baptized into this one body.
所以在哥林多前书12章13节，我们没有空去读。他说我们借的是受浸，就都进到一个身体里面了。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says through baptism we're all baptized into one body.
好，我们的圣经就读到这了。
This concludes our scripture reading.
其实我觉得我已经讲完了。
I think I have finished my sermon.
因为姊妹受浸太重要。
Baptism is so important.
所以我们千万不要觉得这不过就是基督徒的一个仪式。
So let's not think this is just a ceremony at church.
因为很多人都说我只要信就好了，我为什么一定要有外面的仪式呢？
Many people claim that as long as I believe, why do I care about this outward ceremony?
弟兄姊妹，虽然是好像外面有一个仪式在那里，
even though it looks like a ceremony,
但是它的意义远超过外面的仪式。
But it bears great significance.
也就跟两个人一男一女彼此相爱。
Just like two people, they love each other.
你说我们相爱就好了，干嘛要结婚？多一个仪式呢？
And then the couple may say, as long as we love each other, why do we get married?
弟兄姊妹，那一个婚礼的仪式不是只是一个仪式。
The wedding is not just a ceremony.
我们那一天在众人的面前向众人宣告我们要结为夫妻。
That day they announced to the public that they love each other and they want to become husband and wife.
那是一个公开的见证。
And that is an open testimony to
the public. 那是一个明确的 commitment, 一个许身。
And that is a clear commitment.
从此我属于你，你属于我。
From now on, you belong to me and I belong to you.
从此我有权利享受你，你有责任，我也有责任来保护你。
From now on, we have the privilege and the responsibility to each other.
差点讲成我有权利享受你，你有责任保护我。太自私了。弟兄姊妹，它远超过外面的婚礼。
So this is much more than the outward ceremony.
对，今天我们要来讲到受浸。
So today when we talk about baptism,
一方面神要求我们受浸。
On one hand, it's the requirement of God.
也就是一个归给他的一个明确的一个行动跟献身。
Because this is an act of offering.
另外呢，对人来说也是一个极其重要的一件事情。
And to us men, it's also very important.
要路走得好。受浸的意义我们一生都在用的。
If you want to walk on this heavenly way well, you have to get this blessing from baptism.
我刚才跟弟兄姊妹讲，虽然我信受浸已经超过30年，我随时都还在用受浸带给我的祝福。
Even though I've been baptized for 30 years, I still enjoy the blessings from baptism.
在提多书第三章那边告诉我们，我们不用看。
In Titus chapter 3,
他说我们借着重生的洗，
It says through the washing of rivers,
借着圣灵的更新
and through the renewal of the Holy Spirit,
借着这两件事情
through these two things,
好让我们可以带着盼望来承受永远的生命
that we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
所以在我们这一生的里面
so throughout our life,
受洗的意义和圣灵的更新都帮助我们不断地来得到更丰盛的生命
The washing of the rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit kept on helping us to receive the spiritual blessings from God
好我们所以我们要来看受浸受浸最重要的我把它归纳成为两个简单的意义、
I categorize the significance of baptism into two
那第一件事情讲到这是一个见证
First, it is a testimony
这是一个宣告
It's an announcement
人告诉所有的人
It's an announcement to the world
告诉撒旦
And to Satan
也告诉神
And also to God
从此以后我归到你的名下来
From now on, I'm baptized into your name
所以当你结婚那天的时候也是一个宣告对不对
It's the same as the announcement you made at the wedding
那本人名花有主了不要再来找我麻烦
And now I belong to someone else Please don't come to bother me anymore
所以我们做见证也是向世人说我今天不一样了我变成神的儿女
So through baptism, we announce that now I am a child of God
所以我很高兴我们中间有人受浸的请了这么多朋友来看
I'm so happy that you invite your friends to come to watch your baptism.
在朋友面前做见证，他死了。
So we testify to our friends, I'm dead.
所以以后三缺一的时候不要打电话给我。
So from now on, don't bother me with gambling.
那个人不见了。
Because that person's gone.
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这是一个宣告。
This is a announcement.
所以哥罗西书一章十三节告诉我们。
So Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 tells us.
就是我们被脱离了黑暗的权势
that we are rescued from the dominion of darkness
我们被迁到了爱子的国里面
and we moved into the kingdom of the beloved son
原来我们没有信的时候我们是在仇敌的辖制底下
before we were under the dominion of darkness
那今天我们被迁到了爱子的国里
now we're being moved into the kingdom of beloved son
一个范围境界的转换
so our dominion is changed
我们成为光明之子
we become the sons of light
我们活在神的光中
and we live under the light of God
我们愿意向世人做这个见证
and we're willing to make this announcement
我们也是对撒旦讲
we're also telling Satan
你没有资格再来 bother 我
you have no right to bother me anymore
从此以后我是属于基督的
from now on I belong to Jesus
我们也更是在爱的里面对主对神说
we're also telling God in our love
从此以后我的心全属于你对不对
from now on my heart belongs to you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
讲到境界和范围地位的转换
so this is the transition of position and a realm
脱离了黑暗的权势
we left the dominion of darkness
我们被迁到爱子的国
and we've been moved into the kingdom of the beloved son
在这个境界的里面满了爱满了光满了生命
in this realm there's full of love and light and life
这个好几年以前这个柏林围墙还存在的时候
several years ago when the wall the Berlin wall still existed
那很多东柏林的人想尽办法想要突破那个墙
the many people from the east side trying to escape
听说在柏林围墙存在的这四十年里面有过大概五六千个人试着想要冲过来
we heard that about 5,000 or 6,000 people tried to escape jump onthe wall during the 40 years
只有200个人成功过
and only 200 succeeded
有一次有一个人趁着那个士兵不注意的时候全力就往那个围墙开始冲
there was one time a person just dashed through when the guard was not paying attention
等到那个东德的士兵发现要开枪的时候他已经一下子翻过墙然后整个人累昏了倒在地上整个人昏过去
when the soldier was about to shot him he already jumped over the wall but then he passed out
但是当一过了那个墙的时候他进到了一个另外新的境界
once he jumped over the wall he entered into a different realm
那是一个不同的范围一个不同的境界
it's a completely different realm
小小的一墙之隔
it's just a small wall
当他在这个墙之前的时候那些士兵都可以给他开枪的
when he was on the other side of the wall he could be shot
但是当他一跨过那条线的时候所有的枪必须止住
but when he crossed over the wall all the guns had to stop
我们看报纸都知道这个东德的人很失望觉得西德也不过如此现在对不对
but now we all know that people from East Germany the East Berlin were kind of disappointed because they thought oh, the West Germany is just like this
so,
no big deal
所以地上的这个不同的这个境界还算不了什么
So it's really no big deal in this world, the different realms in this world.
属灵上真是不同。
But yet, in the spiritual realm, it makes a great difference.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经上告诉我们说全地都黑暗。
The Bible tells us the whole world is dark.
看那黑暗遮盖大地。
Behold, darkness covered the world.
它就幽暗遮盖万民。
Covers all the nations.
这是一个黑暗越来越深的时代。
This age is getting darker and darker.